So, in this case, what was the why? What did you find?
So there was a couple of things. So when we started working with this resident, his diagnosis was Parkinson's dementia. So again, hallucinations are common. So he would see children, and he would often see children within his room. So again, when we started looking at with staff, right, what time is he seeing these children? Kind of what else is going on? What we found was it was to do with the daylight. And there was trees outside his room, so it was the shadows thrown on his wood effect flooring. So when that was creating shadows, he was then interpreting that as children and becoming distressed within his room. So that day we went to B&M with the staff and got a roller blind and got it put in. And again, it was just staff looking at where when the sun was kind of setting and coming up and adjusting that as the day was going on to see does it have a benefit for him. So again, he was still within his room, but something as simple as a roller blind and adjusting it, it stopped those shadows thrown for him. So it reduced the hallucinations. So he became more settled. One of the other things, big things, was that he was becoming really more distressed with that one-to-one care staff there. And they were sitting with him in his room, they were sitting outside the room. And again, when we get staff to put themselves in that position, you know, if somebody was sitting outside your house door every day, how would you feel? It is intimidating. So we looked at alternatives and we found a door alarm that was linked to the nurse call system. So we get that fitted. And what that meant was when he was in his bedroom, staff didn't need to be sitting outside the room. They certainly didn't need to be inside the room with him. And it allowed him then that privacy that he was clearly seeking and time for himself without feeling as though somebody was always there. And it meant if he was to come out the room, staff were alerted so then they could go and support him. What that allowed was for staff then, when staff seen those two quick wins, I suppose you could call them, with the blind and the door alarm, they started saying, what else? So they became really curious, which was brilliant to see. You know, the next visit I went in, they were saying, we're going to try this and can we try that? And it was wonderful to see. It was wonderful to see them really taking this on board and going with it. So the staff spent a lot of time with his family as well, got to really know him in depth, what his life was like before his dementia. And they started slowly reducing his medication as well at this point while introducing some new stuff. So as his medication slowly began to reduce, he was no longer end of life. So he was over-sedated. It wasn't end-of-life care. The medication was sedating him to a level that he couldn't walk. He was staying in his bed. So again, staff started seeing him become him, and families were commenting on, it's my dad. And as the staff got to know him, they found out that he was a keen gardener before. He always liked being busy. So they've got a secure garden within the home, and they gave him his own patch within that garden that he now runs a gardening club in the home. He's got one of the best pumpkin patches that I've ever seen. And he was telling me, because he's got it going over an arch, and I was saying to him, why is it going over an arch? And because the weeds that go with pumpkins, and when you think it's right. So again, staff were learning for him and enjoying learning for him as well. So he had a real purpose coming his day. He had stuff that he was doing his garden. Staff were learning for him. So it was that real win-win.